John Smith. Everybody was so rude to the bridge. When we don't deserve to live, he lets us live. When we play games with God, Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study, and there's never a change because we don't do it with our heart. God wakes us up another day. Every day you wake up, you have an opportunity to make right what you didn't do right yesterday. Does that make sense? Grab your Bibles, your iPads, your phones. Hope you're not on Facebook or YouTube. Amen. Please put it on vibrate so there won't be any interruption. But God will most likely be talking tonight. Amen. God is so good. Pastor Greg, thank you for this opportunity. Amen. To come before you tonight. God is good. And tonight is going to be real. Tonight it ain't going to get no more real than it is. Because I know that man sitting right over there teaches you guys. And sometimes he'd be like, Lord, how long am I going to teach some more? Until God say quit. But tonight, amen, it's going to be real. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. It's going to be real. The book of John, New Testament Gospel, amen. We want you to turn to chapter 8. The book of John. And I also will give honor to Aiden. I'm sorry, Aiden is 8 years old. On the drums. He's already doing well. Have to focus a little more because he's 8. Amen. Now, see, people get hard on him sometimes, but he's not 12, 13, 14. So you got to be patient with a young man. But I guarantee you, if he stick with it, stick with the Lord, stick with his pastor, and we keep on moving, that man going to be fine. Let me tell you something. Because I haven't even had the time to sit down and show him extra. He just picks it up. That's a gift. Amen. All right. I just want y'all to miss him. Amen. John chapter 8. As you stand to reverence the reading of God's word, we're going to be starting at verse 31. And just to let you know, I have preached this message several times, but for some reason this week God put a new twist to it. And I can't fight God. Good God, I cannot fight God. But God knows what we need, and he knows what faith and St. John's and anyone else here that's representing needs. All right, John chapter 8. Verse 31, are you there?
Amen.
All right, now, there are some times I may come from the NIV or the New Living Translation because I'm not a poet. All right? You got churches that fight over King James Version. Oh, you better remember, you're going to burn in a lake of fire if you don't read from the King James. And people don't even know the history behind why King James wrote it. And King James was a poet. Amen? So when you see thou doeth, there's poetry. But when the New Translation or American Standard, it just opens up and gives you English. Amen?
Amen?
But we will be reading for the King James. Amen tonight. Here we go. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, only then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. In some translations it says, set you free. Verse 33 says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we never in bondage to any man. How, Jesus, can you say, and ye shall be made free? Now 34 said, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Let's roll on down to 40. Everybody there? But now you seek to kill me. Amen. man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Watch this. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, this is what the Pharisees said, we be not born of fornication, amen. We have one father, even God. That's the church rule. Now Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, this is good to me, you would love me. For I proceeded forth, and I came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Verse 43 says, why do you not understand my speech? Or why can't you understand the words that are coming out of my mind? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Now verse 44 is where we're going to start. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, number one, and the father of it. Y'all can be seated, amen. I can pretty much guarantee you I'm not going to finish this message. But I want to hit me and go and hit some spots to give you an understanding. I've had different titles to this message. But tonight, amen, I want to ask a question. I know Pastor Hall had heard it in a different topic, amen, but I want to ask a question in that same topic. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, is believing in Jesus enough? And I want you to think about that. Do y'all got to believe? Do y'all got to believe in Jesus? Amen. I believe in him too, but there's something else. The question is, again, is believing in Jesus enough? Let's talk about the story. Let's go back up to verse 31. Keep your Bibles open. Traditional churches usually close it after the past week. Amen. Don't cut your iPad off or your phone, and keep your Bibles open. Amen. All right. In verse 31, as we begin to tell the story, amen, it says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed. Now, anytime you see then, that means that something took place before. Amen. So if you see a sentence or a phrase, and it starts out with, then said Jesus to those Jews, it means that Jesus said something else. Now let's back up to verse 30. Everybody still there? He said, as he spoke these words, they're talking about Jesus, many believed on him. So before he even got to this part, when he spoke his words, there were others also that did what? Believe on him. Now he but then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. So not only did others believe on Jesus, also those Christian Jews believed on Jesus. How mighty that it is that these were not just regular Jews. Why? Because there were Jews that did not believe. Come on, y'all can talk with me just a little bit. So as the story began to unfold, amen, Jesus was having a conversation to these Jews. If you want to know, amen, who was talking, it explains it right now. And Jesus said to those Jews, he was talking to who? The Jews. Were there any Jews? No. He was talking to the Jews that believed in him or believed in Jesus. I say, I believe in Jesus. Now watch this. As we begin to go down and to deal with parts of this scripture, it says, if ye continue. Let's stop right there. I love if. Right? Because
When you see being in where something else was given, an instruction, a conversation, or something said that you must carry out, so something else was said before, then being, in other words, after you do this, after you pray, after you humble yourself, after you stop acting with your little nasty attitude, but then you come to choir and sing, amen, and lift up Jesus, but you have in the world, and after you turn from that mess, then something is going to happen to you. God. I don't want to get away from the text. Amen. But I want to show you there's conditions. That's why we are what we are in our Christian walk. Because the condition that God has given us, we cease to obey. We yet believe in Jesus. But we yet will obey. Oh my God. Let's read. I need to calm down. I'm getting very excited. Watch this. He said this. He said, if you continue, that is a ongoing thing in my word. Now, the thing, there are some translations that say, amen, if you hold to my teachings. That's another one. He said that if you continue in my word, then, y'all see, y'all recognize this. God has given us instructions here. And it's always begin, and when then comes in, that means that there was something given before then. And then after you do what was said before then this is what happens. Everybody with me so far? He said, if you continue my word, then are ye my disciples. Indeed. Do you, I mean, can you actually imagine, amen, that there are some folks that believe, but they're not disciples? Amen, Walls, amen.
Free.
God never said nothing about bondage. God nothing. Okay, we're going to read a little more. I like this. I love this. Watch this. Jesus replied when he said to them, he said, truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now what he's talking about there, saints of God, something to continue to do over and over and over and over again, and you're not asking God to forgive you, so it controls you. See, when a slave gets bought off the market, the one that bought him control him. And whatever he tells him to do, whether he likes it or not, he got to do it. And that's what sin does. That's why God saw a moment to send himself in the form of Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Amen. So we can approach him according to 1 John and confess when we do wrong. But our problem is we roll in the same old stuff. Number one, they had no spiritual understanding. And number two, they had no natural understanding. And if you do the history, amen, they was up under the Roman captivity. Amen, they could just go here and there and do what they wanted to. Amen, they were still under bondage, amen. But see, they got a finish, so they had to come up with something about Abraham. Like we try to come up, like I know John. I know John chapter 5, I know Revelation. So, I know how to read the word, and I fast 3 times a day. Guess what? Let me tell you something. Peter told God at the supper, he said, God, Lord Jesus, I'll die with you, Lord. He said, no, you won't. He said, Lord, no matter what happens, I'll be there for you. He said, no, you won't. He said, Lord, I'll do what I need to do. We're going to work it out. He said, no, you don't. When you grow up 3 times, you're going to die. Lord, no, I'll never deny you, Lord. But what did Peter do? He denied. But what did he do? He believed in Jesus. He believed in the Son of Man. But when the testing time came, God Almighty, when testing time came, he cussed the joke out. Not 1 time, not 2 times, but 3 times, dude. I don't know who you're talking about. And it is not enough. You know why? Because they believed in Jesus because of the prophecy that was given that a Savior would come. But you know what they didn't believe in? They didn't believe in the words that were coming out of his mouth. See, that's what we are. We believe in Jesus, but when the word comes, we want to bust up upside the head. We get mad and get an attitude and want to get offended. Pastor Gray preaching his heart out. Who do you think he? We get defensive or we get offended. You know why? Because we are stuck in our traditions. And I gotta stay right there. I ain't apologizing, but y'all excuse me while I'm about to go. Amen. See, that's what the Jews, instead of the Jews rejoicing, when Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, that was a praise break right there. But instead of praise break, they start complaining and trying to give some type of idea who they were, like Jesus or God don't know. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, amen. Watch this. It's a bad thing, Jews. I gotta sing this song this way. I gotta do it. This is around the world saying, I ain't beating up on nobody. But God put this in my heart for years, and he just really brought it to fruition these last few months. Amen. We're so stuck in tradition. And the Spirit of God can't move. Oh, come on, somebody. Because we want to sit in third seat. As soon as you come in Sunday morning, somebody in your seat. short, church. We worship God. We believe, but we're not led. The Bible said those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. What would the Spirit lead you to do? Stop lying. What would the Spirit lead you to do? Stop robbing God and say, you know, the Lord, I stay, I gotta pay my bills, and you take your time, and you do something else and take a trip. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. And then you wonder why the struggles are so bad. Certain things happen because God said we shouldn't rob him. See, we get seated, he said, I won't mind. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Very important question. Is believing in Jesus enough? Now watch this. I got something good for you. And you can write this scripture down if you want to, so you can go back to it. My time is moving. I'm trying to get past this page here. Listen, James 2 and 19. And I'll paraphrase it, but you can go to it if you want to. Amen. But what it talks about is giving you faith. Let's talk about faith. Talk about faith without works is dead. You know, people talking about they got faith and don't have the works. Amen. But what got me when I read it said, even the devil believes. But he trembles. We ain't even trembling. Because we still doing that mess. Does believers stop you from lying? No. Does believers stop you from hating your brother? No. Does believers stop you from being not being honest? No. Does believing help you to have a good attitude? No, your attitude be bad. You love the Lord, but you got the nastiest attitude that comes on the side of this earth. Call somebody out, you say something about your children or put you the wrong way. You do what? Let me write this down when I put it down. I ain't hitting my heart. You do that nice, nasty. Well, you say, I understand, sister. Thank you for that advice. Thank you, because you know I'm glad you're speaking to me, because I don't want to be more than the Lord. Amen. He'd be outside if she by that dress. I'm sorry. But that's the flesh. What you feed, watch this. If you feed your spirit, we don't feed our spirit, because we so worldly in the church. He said, what's that look on your face? Your countenance, what's wrong with you? And he said, you look like you upset about something. He said, let me tell you. He said, all you got to do is do the right thing. This is what God said. Can't you take it? Drop the cowardice. You know, repent, pretty much. You know, and he presented their right. And do the right thing. It's over. That's it. It ain't no, you got to run no hill. You got to climb no tree. You got to fly on your back and roll down a mountain. All you got to do is say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. He wouldn't even do that. Watch what God told him. God said, careful. He said, the devil. Lions, he's crouching. He's been in there. He's at your door. Wait. He said, get yourself in check.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it talks about something different, but that's what it's saying. You need to get your attitude, your feelings, and all that stuff off your shoulder, and that crazy emotion that you got caused your behavior to be not holy. Get it off your chest and repent. And tell me you're sorry and really mean it. And I'll come in and it'll be right. He said, well, if you don't, he's going to destroy you. He's going to come in like crazy. Guess what he did? He didn't do what God said. See, y'all see. He didn't feed his spirit. What clears your spirit is when you repent and ask for forgiveness. That opens up your spirit. When sin and junk is in the trunk, it separates you from God. Amen? And you can believe in Jesus. You can believe in going to church. But God said, listen, you have to understand that I have sent my word to heal you and bring you out. I sent my son to have a name. Listen, let me tell you, I'm going to shoot this at you. And we about there, y'all. We about there. I got to ask this question here. Amen. What is the image of God? It is like what he's doing. Anybody know? You got to tell me. I'm just throwing it out. Because we really think that we really human. Let me break it. I'm going to try to do it real quick. I won't go there, but I'll throw it out. Now, when you don't know who you are, it's hard for you to follow your purpose that God has. So what you do, you break your neck trying to be something popular in the church. And that's not really what God called you to do. And then you break your neck and try to hurt other folks so you can get over them like crab in a bucket. Amen. Don't rejoice with nobody else. Now I'm talking about all over the world. Don't rejoice with nobody else that get blessed. Amen. You want to pull folks down and then you be operating in a gift that's not yours because you don't even know who you are. But again, the question is, what is the image of God in his life? What is it? So, let me. Real quick thesis, and I ain't got time to go through all the preliminary scriptures, but I wanted you to just take this ride. Everybody ready? Hold on, ready now. Watch this. In Genesis, in the beginning, when God created man, watch what he did. God was sitting down, and he saw that the earth, everything he made was good. Right?
Amen.
But when he looked at it, he didn't have nobody there that was. I'm going to show you something. He said, okay, well, let me make it. So he took earth, that stuff outside, not the gravel, but the dirt. He took the dirt, formed it. Fingers, arms, elbows, eyes, brain, bones, feet, legs, thighs, whatever else you want to put in it. Amen. There was the woman, and there was just a man. And he made earth and formed it, and he gave earth a gender. Are y'all still with me? He gave earth a gender. And that gender was male. But male was still lifeless. Male was laying around with no life. Then God said, I think I want to give a name too. I'm going to name him Adam. Adam laying on the dirt, made from dirt with no life. Y'all still with me? his breath, a ghost, however you want to say it, inside of a body and a earth. Now I began to say, I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, do you know what my image is? And I hear the Old Testament say that we were made in his image. Right. Then you go to the New Testament, it talks about the Spirit of God being saved, born again. He said, we're made in the image of the invisible God. So that means that I'm made of something I cannot see. So being made of something, he says, Lord, what is your image? He said, my image is I am a spirit. That's what my image is. My image is spirit. So let me tell you something. You may be born in sin and shaped in iniquity because Adam gave the power over to Satan, but all together you are a spirit inside a human body. And God activates you when you believe on what he said. And he said, I am searching and looking for those that will worship me in spirit and in truth. This thing messed me up. I said, God, how am I a spirit? Talked about the soulish man. And then the inner side. And then I said, okay, Lord. Lord said, you don't believe me? He said, go to Romans 7. I started going to Romans 7. And I started reading about Paul. Paul said, and I'm going to just elaborate real quick. I'm going to go through the whole teaching. He said that. I looked inside of me. And I saw two. Y'all, I'm about to sit down. I saw two things inside of me warring against each other. My fleshly man and the spirit man that's on side of me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You are sitting here tonight and the spirit of God is inside of you. But what you need to do is activate it. How do I activate it? By hooking up to Jesus. So we feed in our flesh with our flesh desires. Amen. Daniel, amen, was such a man of God, but he stayed before God. Prayed three times a day. Opened his windows and sought God until he would have visions and dreams. See, this is why we not having visions and dreams. We have grandsons too much. Y'all not recording. The Harlem Breeze and Dennis and Shonen, or not Shonen, but IHOP and all these things. Listen, this is the last days. I heard a pastor say last week, you got to be rapture ready. Some of them ain't. We're not rapture ready. We tell the truth tonight. This is why this is the opportunity that God's going to open up tonight for us to get it right. You don't got to roll out on the floor and tell your business to nobody. You just got to say, God, I want to get it right. I've been putting it wrong for all this time. You got to understand that just believing in Jesus is not enough. Because even believing in Jesus, you can do wrong stuff and feel like it's okay. But see, once Peter got filled with the Spirit, once the Holy Ghost came, that's when God told him, said, look, flesh and blood ain't revealed this to you. This came from heaven. God revealed this to you. Why? Because he became a witness inside of what he already was. The Spirit of God is in you. It's the hope of glory. So the more that you seek God and seek out the spiritual thing, the more your flesh is going to come up under subjection. Amen. When your flesh is cussed, the Spirit is saying, pray for it. Come on, somebody. When your flesh is saying, don't you forgive them and put it in your heart, your Spirit is saying, forgive them because I'm the one who wrote that. If you don't forgive them, I will not forgive you. So going to stop us from making it heaven. Believing in Jesus but not believing in his word and being obedient is going to get us not into heaven, but we're going to burn in that other place. But I want to really share with you tonight
Amen. That we are got to stop complaining. We got to stop being so angry and claiming to be. That's what I said. Because there is a character or characteristic that comes from the Spirit. Did y'all know that? It comes from the Spirit. And when the Spirit is in you, it produces these things. They call it fruit of the Spirit. Love. Check coming to work. Come on, really? God gave you the strength to get that little check. See, when we stop complaining and stop being angry and stop being unspiritual and stop to be spiritual, you're going to see some things change the same job. You're going to see some things change the place. You're going to see some things change all the world. It ain't just you coming here and be cute and making a bunch of noise. God will see you holler all day in the church and turn that back on you because it ain't real. But I heard old folk, you say, be real or be still. You know, sit down until you repent. Until you ask God to forgive me. Because I want to go to heaven, saints. I hope you do. It's not a game. It's not a flim flam. I'm being serious. It's not a flim flam. It's not a game. God been whooping it on me for the last couple of months. I said, my behind so sore. Amen. I'm for real. Because he give me the accountability. Because sometimes, you know, I'm nice. I think I am. Amen. I'm trying to be it. Amen. And sometimes I'm what they call, what's the word I want to say? I don't want to approach things. Non-confrontation. But sometimes being non-confrontational can cause things to lean hard over and over and over time after time. And it'll spread like a cancer. But we got to grab it. And we got to present it. And we got to do it. How many of you know it's Friday night? How many know it's party time? It's party time. It's time to prepare ourselves and be rapture ready. You got to know why she's playing party. I won't be even put the other set of songs. While I'm waiting on you to come. But I want what I'm opening the door for you to be able to get it right. You can be in the church. Guess what? You can be saved. But then you won't be obedient. After a period of time, God will back his way away from you. God, you open up mercy, grace, and say, repent. You know you're talking about your pastor. Sitting there in his face. Really? Crazy? Amen. You know, I just love you, Pastor. Now listen, what folks are saying, oh, we ain't like that. We love our body. That's the right thing to say. But what if God had a camera and it relayed to somebody at their pastor's house? And he would hear some of the conversations some of you guys have. Pray for the leadership. If you pray for it, God will deal with you. going to bring you in. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God some praise.